grain growth in the dust ring with crescent around very low mass star ZZ Tau IRS with JVLA, by Jun Hashimoto et al. The azimuthal asymmetries of dust rings in protoplanetary disks such as a crescent around young stars are often interpreted as dust traps, and thus as ideal locations for planetesimal and planet formations. Whether such dust traps effectively promote planetesimal formation in disks around very low-mass stars, VLM, a mass of as less than or equal to 0.2 m Sun, is debatable, as the dynamical and grain growth timescales in such systems are long. To investigate grain growth in such systems, we studied the dust ring with crescent around the VLM star ZZ Tau IRS using the Carl G. Jansky Very Large Array, JVLA, at centimeter wavelengths. Significant signals were detected around ZZ Tau IRS. To estimate the maximum grain size, AMAX, in the crescent, we compared the observed spectral energy distribution, SED, with SEDs for various AMAX values predicted by radiative transfer calculations. We found AMAX is greater than or equal to 1 mm and is less than or equal to 60 in the crescent and ring, respectively, though our modeling efforts rely on uncertain dust properties. Our results suggest that grain growth occurred in the ZZ Tau IRS disk, relative to sub-micron-sized interstellar medium. Planet formation in crescent with UM-sized pebbles might proceed more efficiently than in other regions with sub-millimeter-sized pebbles via pebble accretion scenarios. This was grain growth in the dust ring with crescent around very low-mass star ZZ Tau IRS with JVLA, by Jun Hashimoto et al.